Hey, you guys, there's snow business like soul business. We're here for season 16, episode 12 of Project Runway. We've still got a final five. Stick around to see what we think about all of that 3 weeks in a row.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Touchdown!
Or home run.
I know, right?
Sort of don't bring that up. Sorry.
Hey, you guys. We're here for another Project Runway after show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Michael Shirley. And oh my gosh, we have got a special guest today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, Miss Audrey Moore.
Hi.
Audrey Moore. Yes.
I think I need to reframe myself.
You're just fine.
No, you're good.
So, tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Audrey Moore, and you can find me at Audrey Scores Moore on Instagram, because I score all the time.
Hey.
Yes! And we've got the regulars here on deck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, everyone. My name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo _.
And I'm Hannah B. You can find me at Hannah B.E.E. Tucker.
And Michelle is gone this week, but we miss her desperately, but so glad we've got Audrey now. Thank you for coming by. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, that's at Michael X Shirley. So, initial thoughts about the episode, you guys.
It was a weird episode, right?
It was. Yeah. I feel so bad for Kenya and Margarita.
I do too.
I feel so bad for them. Yeah. I'm kind of angry for them as well.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like they're going to go into it with like a little
hesitance,
something on their shoulder.
Margarita did this time around.
She's
I could tell,
been
like,
struggling, right?
Yeah, before they even showed all the drama, you could see it in her eyes. Like her vibe was just like brought down.
I feel like every episode starts off with her crying.
I know.
I'm just like, girl, get it together.
She's emotional.
I know.
Her people are going through a lot, so she's really.
That's
feeling
true.
It.
Yeah,
I guess it was recorded before.
Yeah. She just actually did a fashion show here, and all of the proceeds went to
Puerto Rico hurricane
victims there.
Yeah,
very
so
cool.
Great.
Well, as I said in the intro, 3 weeks of the final five.
Oh my gosh.
But I have a scoop for you guys about that.
Oh my gosh. Tell us.
So I'm a huge Project Runway fan, and I have been so for like ever, right? Since like season one.
Wow.
And yeah, going back.
OG,
OG since like Bravo time, right?
Yeah.
And what you can do, so if anyone's like spoilers, you can actually go on YouTube and you can Google season 16 Fashion Week for Project Runway, and you can see the designers who all show, and they know that, so what they do is the top five always go in anyway.
Yeah. And they show the three on TV.
So, like, they're gonna go, and so that's the only thing to me I wish they would just, like, let the cat out of the bag, because they're like, surprise, you're all showing, which I knew you knew anyway, because it's always the top five.
They got me, though.
Right?
I was like, what?
See, it is important that they still stay in the competition, but what they don't say that. They're like, I just can't wait to show up New York Fashion Week. Nobody's like, I just can't wait to win Project Runway.
and that would be different, right? Yeah, and you know they told Kenya to, like, walk in the room all sad, and they, like, drug it out, too. I was like, just tell us already.
You and I were going crazy about her getting knocked out.
We were so sad.
You said you were going to cry.
Yeah, we were like...
I was like, I can't believe it. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, Kenya?
Why?
And then all of a sudden, I see, you know, she walks in, and she's like, it's cool, I'm going to. But I'm the type of person that I like watching the show and then watching the runway. You know, I kind of just prefer that.
Well, I've been very vocal about Kenya being my favorite.
Yes.
But I don't know that I like the way she got through. You know?
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I don't. I felt like it was
kind
of. Yeah, it was like.
Oh, that way.
Yeah. Kind of bittersweet. I don't know. What do you think, Hannah?
I feel like it's a little hit or miss with her. Like, I've really been rooting her on, and I love her as a person, and I think she has so much talent. Like, every piece she designs, the construction is just fantastic, and it's on point.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, a very set aesthetic as well. But I think in the end, I want to see maybe a little bit more.
I like her a lot, but I don't know if she's, like, high fashion. I think she's more like Macy's.
Really?
Kind
I
of
think
a
she's
brand.
Like, which is, I think she's urban in like a, like she loves mixed prints and she like to me she's like Brooklyn or, you know, like.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like, who said it? Was it Heidi or Nina? But one of them said that it's like a mixture of uptown and downtown.
Yes.
So it's like she kind of ties in both a little bit there.
I think so.
Her colors are usually very rich. And
yeah,
like,
very
rich.
And it's so constructed, you know, like mm-hmm, it's so really constructed, mm-hmm. Willie.
Yeah.
It's so greatly constructed that I feel like that is what makes it more luxe.
Yeah.
It's very bold, too, right. And I think that the statement pieces kind of set her apart with mm-hmm. the way she uses color. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't like the way she went in. I felt like someone needed to go home tonight. That's mm-hmm. just me. I mean, you can't keep everybody. You can't keep everybody.
She got us with her story and her emotions, and that was just, oh, you just can't let...
By season 16, I'm like,
but
I'm
like,
numb to that.
Yeah.
It's like episode after episode, they're just giving so much opportunity away, mm-hmm. and it's just like, come on, like this is a competition at the end of the day.
I did feel that way about Margarita today. I was just like, come on, like, and I watched like every reality TV competition show, BTW, and there's always like one group, and so I'm wondering how much of it is editing too, but there's usually like one girl who or guy who's just like, I just don't want to blow it, and then they like cry the whole episode that they like blow it, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, get it together.
Yeah. Some designers can't work as quickly as others.
I agree.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And we saw that with some of our favorites. They just couldn't do it mm-hmm. like quite as quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we would have liked to see Amy in the competition longer.
Yeah.
Maybe, Botany, too. I think she needs a little extra time, like, with all the prints.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just a different way of doing.
You gotta be able to go fast to win this competition.
True. If you're planning on entering the competition, I mean, the show's been around for so long.
You know what you're getting into.
You know, you have to know by now that you have to be able to work quick. And mm-hmm. If it were me and I were going to compete, I would test myself. I'd be like, and you get orange, leopard print, and ninja outfit. Go! You know, like, you have 3 hours. Make it work, you know, mm-hmm. just to, like, prep yourself, but...
Do you have a favorite designer in the challenge, Audrey?
This challenge?
Or just
in general.
In just this,
I think I'm
season.
With Kenya.
Kenya?
Yeah. Yeah, I just love mixed prints. I love that sort of, uptown meets downtown.
I feel like that is you.
Yeah.
Like,
it is me,
you
guys.
Like, what is the Audrey style?
I feel like my style is, it's funny, my boyfriend the other day was like, you're like, it's like... grandma cool, but then when you wear it, it's just like kind of cool.
Okay.
But I think vintage. I always like vintage,
mm-hmm.
and I like it to be. I always veer a little more costumey, but my stylist is always like, "Let's bring it into the modern day." Like, I'm in a musical, and she might just take it down. Like,
no, I feel you with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it.
But I just never want to be boring. That's my thing. I'd rather be like a hot mess than be totally forgettable, right?
Yeah.
Well, was Kenya your favorite from the beginning, or were you looking at someone else in the beginning?
No, you know, you find out pretty quick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I feel like Kenya, I mean, I would say Margarita was more forefront in the beginning. I thought some of her things were really, I don't know, elegant and sexy. Yeah. And sort
can
of,
you, do you see her aesthetic?
You know,
I feel
when
like
they
said that,
I agreed with them. I agree with you guys in the last show where you're like, she kind of got lost.
Today
in
was
it
a little weird
bit.
For me.
Yeah.
I was like,
weird.
Yeah.
We'll get to that
we'll
in a little
bit.
Well, this was a cold weather challenge, and they had $400 in 2 days to make magic.
Yes.
And they start in the beginning by sketching in an ice bar. I don't
know
if either any of you been to one of those.
Yeah. No. I've always wanted to.
Just went to one. If you go to the Queen Mary, the Halloween,
Halloween?
Thing that they had, you can't go now.
No,
it's done. But they have like an ice bar in the middle, which was like really.
How
it was
cool.
Exactly like that. It was all made out of ice.
There's one
dragons.
In Vegas.
Okay. There's one Vegas. Here, too.
Really? Girl, this LA. Everything's here. Okay.
When I
just never heard of it.
Like, I went to one, like, a year after I moved here. It was probably, like, 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. And it's called Nick's Martini Lounge in Beverly Hills. I don't know if it's still there.
Nick's is gone.
But they used to have a VOD box, mm-hmm. which you would go into this ice room and you put on all these jackets and you just drink vodka.
Oh, my gosh. Can we do that, like, after the show?
We're going to have to find a new one.
Are we going, guys?
We're
going to
find
a...
Find a LA ice bar.
Yeah.
Um, So the workroom was pretty standard. Everyone was kind of doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Brandon was finished early.
Yeah.
Kintaro was like draping stuff. I know. Margarita was crying. Right. Like it was all just pretty pretty normal.
Yeah. But they gave her an extra 5 minutes, which I was happy that they did.
I want us to talk about this for a little bit.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So those of you who watched tonight with us, you saw that Margarita picked out rabbit fur, and they made this whole segment talking about her picking out which one.
And to be fair, I want to say, too, that she makes a real point that she's from Puerto Rico. She's like, I've never dressed for winter in my life. I don't even know what that means. And so I feel like she was picking fabrics that are heavy and interesting to her, and she probably doesn't know New York. Like, it's not acceptable to wear fur. I mean, anywhere, really. It's not. No, they still throw blood on you and shit. I'm telling you. They do.
I know. I've seen it.
I'm serious. Mm. It's still, like, really, really taboo. And so you have somebody like her who doesn't know, and so she picks what she picks.
Mm. Well, my big problem was with it is that Tim Gunn says this is a cruelty-free show.
Yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere.
At the end of it.
Yeah. And for me, that's totally not the case, because I have a PETA-approved cruelty-free fashion brand, and for me to get that status with them, I had to take all the leather out of my lines. I had to take all the wool out of my lines. They use leather, they use wool. It's not cruelty-free. I mean, I guess you want to.
Not only that, I'm sure all the patterns are made by little tiny children's hands too. Like, to be real, can't
win. Okay, but I don't feel like. For me, I don't really feel like you can cut the line. I mean, maybe you eat the cow with wool. I mean, you're not going to, like, eat the sheep. I mean, I guess some people do, but not a lot.
I guess it's not a milk, maybe.
I don't often see it on the menus here.
Right, that's true.
Sheep.
Right.
I mean, lamb or whatever,
like
I guess.
It's like a Swedish delicacy or something.
But I don't feel like... For me, that was just kind of, like, crappy, because I've had to work around some of those things. And... I feel like they threw that in there in kind of this way that was kind of haphazard. And it's like, if you're the biggest fashion competition on TV, why would you think that only fur, I mean, is cruelty-free? Leather is... It's skin is skin, whether you've got long fur or short fur.
Yeah.
Well, and you made a good point, too. You're like, this is, like, set up by the producers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I thought so.
Well, they let it go on a little long.
They did. And I know that Tim really... And I trust, like, Tim Gunn with my life, you guys. Like, who doesn't, right? Like, you have him or not, right? Yeah.
I don't know if I'd walk down a dark alley with him, like, as my protector.
Oh, I would. I would.
You want to go with me. I got the taser.
Let's not get started on that taser. That is a scary.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for a different day, but
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, I trust him with my life, and he's really gone to bat for the producers in the past, and it's been like, these are the most... honest, integrity-driven producers, blah, 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 blah. Mm, And so it's
they
sort
still
of
want
like,
good TV.
Well, not only that, like, but is Tim going to be like, okay, I'll not tell anybody and then I'll do it after? Like, that doesn't seem like Tim.
For me, it's more like either you can use animal byproducts or you can't.
Yeah. Yes.
So why was Sean able to make that leather dress and no one batted an eye?
Right.
Why is there, like, leather on the JCPenney wall? I mean, let's be real. It's probably not leather, you guys.
Maybe one piece.
You know, I feel like that's just... They threw that in for some drama. Have we never seen fur on Project Runway before?
I don't think
I've seen it before. But MX on our live chat, he's like, nonetheless, the situation should have been explained to the contestants during their first trip to Mood. And then also... Olga says, Tim said they were fur-free. Margarita is the one who said cruelty-free. And then Mama Otter said, interesting that they can use leather but not fur.
We need to go back and look and see if he does say that. But I thought he said both. But I could be wrong. I was just like, no.
I thought he said both, too, but I don't know.
I think he said fur-free. I think that's right.
But still, I don't think that the words are the problem.
Right.
I think it's like, you can't pick and choose what's mean enough.
You mean fashion is hypocritical? That's so weird.
You mean you guys don't enjoy wearing those high-heeled stilettos?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I do love them.
They feel great.
I wear them every day.
I also feel like, too, though, that he should have said to them, I wonder if the producers, like, came in and were like, oh, she's buying fur and she can't, and maybe Tim forgot.
No, the producers hear everything. They know exactly what's going on.
I don't think they interfere.
On.
I think they knew
I
at
think
the end.
Interfere.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When you have the
I think in the confessionals,
on,
yeah. But I don't know about in the work. I mean, I don't know about in mood. I feel like they're going so crazy. Like, the producers are just kind of, like, not getting trampled.
I see.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big show. Either way, like, the rules need to be set from the very beginning and everyone should know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Well, I thought the faux fur she picked was really nice initially.
I know.
But
you hate it.
The finished product. I don't know. Sorry, girl. No. But this week we had a guest judge, Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. Something else I would like us to talk about for a minute.
Gosh. We all got so nervous.
Who wants to go first? She has your haircut.
She does. Yeah. She's always had my haircut, though.
She's, like, stalking your Instagram.
Yeah, her and Maggie Gyllenhaal, like, every time I grow it long, they grow it long. And every time I cut it short, they cut it short. And I've even been in, like, any bookstore or whatever around town. They're like, hey.
Do people mistake you for Maggie Gyllenhaal?
I'm her. And I have, like, whole conversations.
Do you sign autographs
no,
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
But it happens the other way. Friends of mine, I have a friend who had a whole conversation with her at, like, Bloomingdale's and was like, you're not Audrey Moore. She's like, no. She's like, you're Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's like, yes.
She wow. looked like her doppelganger.
I would be signing everything Maggie G.
Maggie G.
When you awesome. Check into a hotel, it's Maggie G.
Yeah, Maggie G. Like, that should be my phone name, right? It'll be my celebrity name.
Yes.
My fake name.
Why not? Do it.
It'd be hilarious.
Something Q. That, the other guest judge we had, not on our show, but they had in the middle, and she got super mad at one of the designers for... talking about, like, a plus-size model was, like, hard to design for.
Yes, I saw that one.
Maggie Q. That's
yeah.
her
name. Oh, Maggie Q.
Yeah, that's yeah. funny. She was on Nikita.
Wow, you have good memory.
She was Nikita.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Katie Holmes, super weird. I
don't blue. Know what to do, right? I think it's her people must be... Because how long has it been since, right? Like, since the breakup. It's been enough time, and I feel like her people are like... Now I think it's time we, like...
You need to be in the spotlight.
Like, we, like, you up a little
does
bit.
Does she have a movie coming out or something?
I don't think
they
so.
They don't ever, though. Project Runway is so random.
Yeah,
it is
yeah,
random.
Yeah.
Because I think the timing between when they film and also when it airs is so random also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I don't think they're timing it to, like... And they have this
We saw that with the kids movie that had come out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was, like,
months,
come out
yes.
months ago.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the only thing safe is, like, a Shopkins doll where, like, it's existed, it's going to continue to exist.
Yes, yeah. for
true.
Sure.
Right?
Very true.
It's just, she don't see her much. She's so private, you know, like,
yeah.
just Jamie Foxx and her.
Jeez.
So, like, I was just kind of shocked that she was there. Like, I thought she would be, like, too cool for something like that.
That's what I
thought.
But that's why I'm saying that her people were like, now you can float a little.
Yeah.
But, like, subtly, let's put you on
She seemed totally, like, all her thoughts were well
yeah.
thought out.
She had great
and
input.
I'm sure
yeah.
she's been wearing beautiful clothes for a long time now, so
mm-hmm.
she knows her shit.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But still, it took me back a little bit.
I even audibly was like, oh, I forgot. Katie's here. Because I remember, I saw that next week, last week, and then I was like, oh, there she is.
I just don't feel like... I don't know. It's kind of strange because she has to input who gets to go to New York mm-hmm. Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you haven't even seen all of the designs. Like, how do you know what to
well,
say?
They always have that.
I
you
was
going to
say
that.
Do you really think those... Do you
Maybe
think,
they
do
just
really
don't.
Think, if it were me, like, guys, if I was, like, super Katie Holmes fame and they had me on, I would not feel comfortable being a part of the decision-making process. I would be like, here's my critique for television, mm-hmm. but actually...
Yeah, I don't think they care about that.
Yeah.
I think they just were like, you're our biggest star. You're doing our last challenge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now let's get into what all of you guys have been waiting for. Let's get into the looks.
Yay.
First up, we've got Brandon.
Oh,
and
yes.
this jacket he's Let me... got on, he's got this whole, like, skiing vibe, lots of shearling, lots of layers, like a muff
cotton.
Fanny
mm-hmm.
pack.
Yes.
very Brandon, and pantyhose on the head. Looks like she's about to.
Pantyhose.
She's gonna rob an ice chalet.
She's gonna rob your fur coat.
Right. Right.
And I thought
the blood on it.
The bag was thoughtful, being that he like always is ready early. At least he was like, "Well, I'll make
he was
a bag."
Napping. Oh
yeah,
my
I know.
Gosh.
But for me, all of his layered stuff always looks kind of like haphazard and unfinished. Mm. Like, I don't feel like he does like seams and like hem stuff. I feel like it's all like raw edges for the most part, and I just don't like that.
It's funny because you see that, and then I saw a close up on the zipper, and it was just like detailed, like red lining. You know what I mean? Like, it was so well constructed. So it's like, is it on purpose, or I don't know? I mean, I guess if he's napping and has like
right.
so much time left over.
I liked this jacket. Mm-hmm. It's a jacket, right? It's a coat. No. It's a coat? Jacket?
It's an outfit.
It's an outfit, yeah. Well, I mean, I like the coat itself. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that this is another crop top. Like, we're seeing this again.
For winter.
So, in case you're not, you know, you get hot a little bit with a coat, at least you get to, you know, have a little midriff.
Let's just hope she's not going to, like, a Chicago or a New York.
Isn't he in Utah? Oh, like, right. Maybe that's what they're doing in Utah. They're just, like, covered on top and sexy underneath.
Maybe.
I don't know. I felt like the thing that bugged me the most is that all the white fabric was sticking to the wax cotton.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah,
so it looked like she rolled around in, like, cat fur.
Yeah, it looked like the shearling was stuck on it. But it was just actually, like, if you made a line in a candle with wax, it was just these, like... It just looked messed Grease up marks. And old, like it was deteriorating, was
but
what
I
it looked like to me.
But I wonder if in person that looks cool, because that's always my thing. Whenever the judge is like, I love it, I'm like, they must be seeing something else.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And, right?
Yeah. I'm shocked they didn't say anything about it looking messy. Like, Nina, I was, like, waiting for it when she was talking about the outfit, and I was like, oh,
but see, like, I trust... Nina.
It's just Nina.
I do. And so the fact that she's like, yeah, I think it's so fabulous. I'm Nina Garcia. It's incredible. I was like, yes, I guess. But I wrote down 90s ninja snow bunny.
Okay.
And when she takes the coat off, yoga ninja.
Yoga ninja. Yeah.
Right?
Katie Holmes said this outfit was sexy. Do you guys agree?
No.
No, I, mean,
I
don't think.
Maybe a little bit, but.
I think, like.
It's not. I mean, I could see where she's saying that it's sexy because of the crop top, and maybe she thinks that's showing, like, a little skin, which it is, but I don't see this at all as sexy, especially with the headpiece. Like,
I thought they were gonna hate on that hat, and how do you think it's so cute?
No.
Everything he does, they love.
They
like,
do.
It's crazy.
I blame that on her being German, though, maybe. It's a cultural thing, right?
That's true. I have to add Olga. She's like, it's the same outfit he always makes, but in a heavier material. Yep. Also, anyone who chooses to wear that in the snow deserves a tummy frostbite.
I agree.
Well, that's the thing is, like, all of his outfits are just a blur to me. Like, none of them stand out, and that's what I don't like. I want something that I'm like, oh, yeah.
They reaffirmed what I said. They could see his
collection.
Yeah. You know? And I think... That's why he keeps getting at the top.
Well,
for me, I gave this look 3 stars because I'm like, it's okay. It's what he does.
Yeah,
I've seen worse from him. I've seen better from him. What do you guys give it?
A 3 because it looks, I mean, they're all great outfits.
It's interesting.
It's like, yeah, interesting. But I'm like, okay, well, yet again, same thing, you know, so.
Yeah, I gave this look as well a 3. I really like that coat, though, and the sterling.
I do like the coat.
I would buy that.
I did like the zipper detailing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fitting that he made the pull tie really long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me.
We know.
I gave it a 4, but only because I think that it is really well executed. I just don't... I would never wear it. But I'm just...
What about
just,
the hat?
God, no. I mean, the hat... If anything, the hat takes it to a 2. But I can see Katie Holmes, like, in, like, Malibu doing yoga in the, like, ninja part.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I would wear the jacket. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think it was really well executed. And then compared to everyone else, I was like, well, that's why it's on the top.
Well, next up, we've got Margarita.
Oh. Margie.
Look at Lyris. Oh, can we talk about Lyris?
Yes.
Like,
please.
Real quick, because
she's like, if she doesn't like it,
she doesn't,
she's like,
no, I feel like if she doesn't like
making
you,
that nasty face.
I get
she
it.
Makes
like
a stank face.
I mean, as a model, you're a canvas. You're right. The hanger for the clothes. So you're not supposed to have an opinion. You're supposed to wear the clothes.
I told you I didn't like that model room where they give their opinion.
I understand.
The confessional.
I will say, being that it is a platform on television and they do give them that outlet, as a model, I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the situation. In the, you know, the mirror room, it's like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. But she just, oh my God, she was like rolling her eyes. Even Margarita said it. She was like, I see it in the eyes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like it, you know?
But you know what sucks too is that, like, if your, I get it, like, if your model is making all these faces and feeling uncomfortable, like, that just puts more pressure on the designer.
She's just
and
too
she just
sassy
didn't
for
need
a model.
That.
Like, I modeled for 10 years.
It's reality TV. You have to put the sassy model on the show.
That's why she's still here, bro.
Yes. Because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I
want to know how they decide what model to get rid of.
Because they want the sassy.
Because you know the end one wins the spread.
Yeah.
Like, have they? I don't think they've officially paired off with anyone.
Well, I had a question about that I wrote down for all of us to discuss, which is, for the finale, do you think they're going to make them choose plus size? Because always they've been able to choose their own model spread, and they do a casting of their models. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if, because Tim was at the end, not to jump, but he was like, I'm not sure, there's going to be more information, just so you know. I wonder if he's going to be like, you have to design for size blah, blah, blah.
They always throw in an extra outfit.
Right?
They might throw in a plus size
outfit.
Girl.
They have to. That's the whole focus
of the show.
I want to feel like they'll probably let them cast their models how they want them to look, because they're going to be making these clothes how they want them to look ahead of time.
Yeah. I think it'd be nice to give them their own platform. Like, choose. As a designer, as a designer in New York Fashion Week, you know, as it would be if they...
Because I could see Kenya doing, like, a real plus-size show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she would totally do it.
And
I don't think they'll
not
make them, though. Because what would Brandon's show look like? They couldn't have that.
Or Kentaro's.
I know, right? Well, let's talk about this hot mess. Margarita, I love you so much. You're so sweet, and I loved our time together.
And so talented.
But I would have sent you home for this.
Me too.
This is bathrobe central. Like, it's like you put the rug you step on, you wrap yourself in that, and then you put the bathrobe on. It's like, that's, I don't know, funny. I just can't. This is just so bad. It just looks like an old grizzly bear.
I really didn't hate this. I'm not gonna lie. Like, at first, I was really scared to see where she was going with it.
Even the lining popping out in the back and everything.
Oh,
that
was
not appealing.
And the blue trim on the bathrobe.
And they had the fuchsia in the back.
It was like needed to be ironed.
What was up with the fuchsia in the back? I didn't get it. It just was like the lining.
Margarita, why are you doing this to us?
I would have liked to see maybe a coat dress, but then like peaks of fur somehow, like. I know, was it two seasons ago? The fur collar was really in on the runway.
Uh-huh.
So, or it was, like, more like a choker. So I can see, like, the inspirations with that. And, but yeah, like, maybe peaks of fur.
I think less would be more with the fur in this outfit.
But she didn't know what to do, so I feel like Tim was like, just make a dress, do something. And she's like, okay. Like, she was running out of time.
But that's her fault, you know? Because I actually liked the yellow dress. Like, they didn't even really show it to us.
Yeah,
I thought the color was really beautiful. Mm. But again, like, I like everything to be like a costume. And he was like, it's like a costume from the 40s. So I was like, yes, it is.
It would be nice to see how it would have turned out.
Because I think yellow with those colors, I'm like pointing like everyone can see, yellow with the pink and the purple could have been really beautiful. But they didn't do it.
So.
They're like,
that yellow was way too bright.
It's too much yellow.
Also, the way, like, it was going against the grain. Like, the fab, like, when
it was like up like that.
I wanted to think that could work, like, maybe if it was, like, cut out, but not as, like, the whole piece.
Oh,
it makes you just look like you've got a big old hairy chest.
That would have been really cool if she did take, maybe she didn't have enough fabric, but, like, sections of the.
You've got something. Sorry, go on.
Like, if you created more of, like, a structured product out of the fur and did cutouts and, like, made it, not like a bandage dress, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's hard to do much that fur unless you cut it into little strips.
Yeah.
And
but
like,
it might have given it more
a
shape.
Detail.
I'm
just
glad,
like you said,
detail.
Smaller.
Yeah, I'm glad she added the belt because without it, it would have just looked so much more different.
I think it looks kind of like Fred Flintstone.
Flintstone vibe.
His wife's bathrobe.
Oh, gosh. I agree with you that I like the coat. And I did like when it was just like that, and it looked like it was maybe a scarf or something.
Yeah.
I thought like it did look luxe.
You're sweet.
No, I'm serious. But then when she takes it off, I wrote, Chewbacca got rich. Which is terrible. Really, because Chewbacca got shaved. Lyris is so beautiful, and she's got such great attitude. And I thought she owed her a lot, because I thought if it was any other model who didn't know how to really work something, she would have definitely gone home.
That color of fur is very Chewbacca Ewok.
Right?
Yeah, it's very Star Wars.
Yeah, it was a Star Wars runway for me. Yeah.
She's like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She was.
I gave this one star. What about y'all?
Oh, my gosh.
I gave 2.5.
I gave 2.
I think I gave this 2 stars. Yeah. I gave it 3.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
What were you watching?
Nina
Garcia.
No. I think it was a coat. Yeah, I really like the coat. That's what I put.
I can get you the one coat for your birthday.
Oh my god!
Hey, that's a nice one. It was wrapped too. I just didn't like the length.
Mm. What about you, Audrey?
I said 2.
Y'all are so
nice.
I
like that coat.
Yeah,
I'm just straight up objective.
Okay,
it's the time too. I don't know. It's just everything all together. It was so emotional for me too as a viewer.
I'd send my own mother home. I'm bad job.
Out she goes.
What are you doing?
Next up, we have got Ayana. And this, for all of you in our podcast, we've got like a asymmetrical long line coat that is pink on top, black on bottom, and she went to town with the paint, and it's got this weird fedora, and kind of almost a gestury looking, but it's a houndstooth jumpsuit with a harem.
That's
crotch.
An excellent description that you just
well,
did.
Well, thank you. I hope you podcasters liked it as much as Audrey did. I thought the jumpsuit was cool. I know they thought it looked a little costumey, and that's why I felt like the court jester kind of comes in. But I could see it maybe with some really high boots, no jacket at all, like in a fashion magazine, like a Twiggy kind of thing. But the jacket, there you can see a second photo of it. This jacket actually unzips into a crop jacket. And I felt a lot was going on. They liked the jacket, and they didn't like the jumpsuit.
Right.
And I felt kind of the opposite way. I mean, I didn't love the jumpsuit.
Right.
I mean, but like, I don't know. I thought it was better than the last look we saw. But this look for me was very DVF. And I did find it to feel kind of high fashion.
I also saw a little bit of Kate Spade in there. But she was totally channeling like the Jacksons today. There was like Jackson Pollock with the paint splattering, and then there was Michael Jackson with the hat a little bit. So to
the
me,
jacket a little bit's kind of Thriller in like a weird kind of way.
Janet Jackson-y, right?
It's the cut of the length.
It's just overall, I feel like she was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. So she was like really ambitious. And I think she maybe overdid it. I'd like to see it simplified a little bit for me.
That hat is just...
I know.
I can't
it's so
deal.
Bad.
I keep focused.
It's like 80s cigar bar.
I keep looking at the hat.
It was better than the first hat, to be fair.
Oh, for sure.
As Tim always says, use the JCPenney wall very wisely, because we all know that wall is a disaster.
That wall can change your whole outfit.
Yeah, we can see it right here.
But this just didn't work in her favor. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about this besides the hat that I'm just not feeling.
I find the jacket unfashionable.
I feel like the whole thing looks like she's in a Broadway musical from 1983.
Mm. It is very,
there's a Broadway musical called Chess, which is about a bunch of chess players, and I want you guys at home to Google it, because
I feel like
I'm telling you, the whole thing, if you Google that, you'll see the images, and it looks like if we redid it for, like, a revamp, this would be the outfit that they would put them all in, except the chess player gets murdered, and the blood splatters all over their jacket.
Well, how many stars did everyone give this?
1.
2. I gave it 2 just because of the pants. I like the way
that...
Did you
see the butt of those pants, though?
I didn't. I liked the way the crotch looked, but we had this one crotch tonight.
No, I know. Exactly.
We're going to get to that one.
Yeah. How many stars did you give it? 1.
1.
Oh, wow. So you guys really didn't like this one. No. Well, I thought this crotch was heaven compared to our next outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is
look
just...
Look at that crotch. Oh, coming crotch. Up right now. This, there you go.
Oh, we don't have it. Oh, I didn't get a picture of the crotch. Oh. But I called it starfish crotch. Oh, it was like this weird, like, pleat that went in with a dart, and it was just wonkadoo. But it's strange pleating. Strange
and
pleating.
And now that I see it like that in the frame, because that's what's so interesting about when you see a still of a photo versus when you see it moving, it's not as flattering on her as I felt
or
like
her
it
pose.
Was.
Right. Yeah, it's not flattering either.
For all of you guys listening, this outfit by Kenya is very, very thick plaid, very, very thick material, actually, mm-hmm. too. And underneath, there's a white, billowy polka dot.
It's like a chia seed. Looks like
a chia seed print. Jacket with some cutouts, with some, like, frosted cutouts. And the pants are like a business pant, but
it's probably, like, way high-waisted.
Something very wrong with the midsection. I thought the jacket was cool, very 70s too. Harold and Maude. Mm. But the shirt was very wintry, but it was ugly.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I love about Kenya is she's always, like, creating for her client. She just has this full description of who
she's
dressing.
She does, very much.
And I really, really appreciate that about her. I think that this outfit maybe got, like, a little lost in translation because, to me, like, I love it when contrasts are mixed together, but I don't really see where this one ended up exactly.
I think the coat should have gone all the way to the floor. I think that would have looked really
high
fashion.
That would have been beautiful.
Like, maybe even, like, a little train.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, that long.
Ooh, yeah. Like, the coat was a signature of this look.
And, like, maybe not even take it off.
So you would expect for what she's wearing underneath to be, like, wow, like, you saw the coat, you're like, ooh, that's a nice coat, and then underneath it's like, whoa. I was so skeptical when she was choosing this fabric, because she was, like, describing it. I wasn't. I'm like, ooh, that looks a little old, like, I don't know, kind of outdated, and then I saw it on her, and I was like, I take it back. Like, I love how this looks.
What do you think, Audrey?
I love the coat. I mean, I would buy that yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Very vintage
So vintage 70s. I love it. And I agree, like, especially with her body proportions, I'd like it longer. Like, one of the fashion tricks for styling is that the length from your hips to the bottom of whatever piece you're wearing shouldn't be whatever that width is. It should match the other side.
Yeah.
So if it's like, how do I say it on podcast? If you're 14 inches on the waist, then it should be longer than 14 inches from the waist to the knee.
Ah, okay, I got what
you're
saying.
So that it lengthens you out, and you can kind of tell in this picture it's not quite long enough to do that. Her hips look wider than the actual.
It kind of looks all pulled together.
Yeah, it makes you look like a box as opposed to look, you know.
And I think Zach Posen had a good point. He said that he wasn't a fan of the styling, and I'm not either. Like, that hair, like, the coat is so bulky. I wouldn't want, like, a slick down thing like that. I want to see, like, a big old afro.
Yeah, I do too. You know? Like, go with a 70s coat vibe.
Yeah.
Right? And then I totally agree with, I think it was Nina who said that it was a totally different girl on the inside than it was on the outside.
For sure.
And
for
I can see that outfit again on, like, some cool, like, musician girl in Brooklyn, like, the inside outfit. You know, some of those girls in Brooklyn, they're like, I don't know, I wear, like, 80s business clothes to do my concert, right?
Very Brooklyn.
Right, but then the outside with it, I just didn't feel worked together.
Olga in our live chat says they need to stop putting plus-size models in short-waisted shirts and high-waisted pants.
Yes. I agree.
I think they kind of make what they want, but they do. I mean, she, more than any of the other ones, I feel are a little bit about what the model wants to wear, but I think the others, kind of like Kintaro last week, like, put someone in that. It was the same model. I would have never put that model in his, like,
origami. Or would he put
outfit.
Lyris in? You know that.
Oh, my God.
Why did you say that?
I gave this 2 stars. What about you guys?
I gave it 2 as well.
I gave it 3.
I gave it 3.5 because I love the coat. Yeah.
I gave it 2 because I like the coat too, but I don't know, it just wasn't enough for me.
And I want to also say the print in the workroom, or when she first brought it out, I was like, oh yes, I love that black and white print, but then it didn't work.
Mm-mm.
It looked like something she had used before. Mm-hmm. She looked like the 101
Dalmatians. The cutouts
looked
handmade to me in a bad way. Like,
she just didn't do it. Yeah.
Well, next up we got Kintaro, our last outfit of the night, and I was surprised I liked this, because when he was making it, I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I definitely agreed with them. This should have won. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, they didn't pick a winner, but they announced him first. So I'm guessing they liked his best.
Yeah.
Very snow bunny, like not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you could see a model like Kendall Jenner, like rocking the shit out of this.
Totally. Or any of the, I mean, Heidi would have looked amazing. Katie would have looked amazing in that. Well, you know?
I don't know. You don't think so? I mean, she might look good in it, but it wouldn't. I don't think it would look like her.
Like her. Style. Right, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So for all you guys in the podcast, this is like a sculpted, like, wrap. I don't know. It's just very sculptural.
It's like sculpted ninja wrap.
Sweatsuit thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Leggings.
Very Kentaro.
Leggings. His little very shorts.
Undescribable. What did you guys think about this outfit?
I loved this look from Kentaro, and I'm so happy that he actually went with soft tones, because I know it's something that he works well with, and he actually pulled it off. And the fact that the material is a little bit thicker than what he's usually, you know, typically works with. The shorts, as soon as I saw her like walk out, I'm like, are those shorts? Like, I couldn't really tell. But then when she turned around and I saw the slits, I'm like, sold. Like, I would wear that outfit completely.
Cool. Kentaro's outfit today made me want to see a final runway show from him when I never felt that way before. Yes. And now I feel like I want to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't look at all like Brandon's outfit as last week when we were talking about Kentaro.
No, it doesn't.
It looks more like his own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is him.
And you get that like ballet dancer style thing from him that he always does.
You do get that very much so.
Is lovely. The color is sort of a blush pink, ballerina pink. And then the stockings and then the hair bun, you know, like all of that really works. And he has a really great model for him. I hope he uses her.
Yeah, I feel like they were together every week.
Yeah, a lot of together like more than three times.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe they get to pick their models from who's left over. They just really haven't clarified it for us on the show.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I gave this 4 stars. Mm-hmm. Wanted to give it 5, but not quite.
Because of the crotch. Is that why?
No, the crotch is 5.
No, if you saw his crotch and it's without the jacket on, I was like, no.
He focuses on the crotch, you guys.
No, it wasn't the best thing I've ever seen, but I thought it was the best one on the runway tonight.
Yeah. I feel like I want to wear this now in LA.
Me too.
Because it's like, it's getting cooler out. Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of like this the latte
a good LA one, right?
Froth. Like, yeah. It's like
isn't
comfy,
he here?
Cozy.
He is
here. Yeah. That's why. He's designing for us.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
How many stars?
5 stars.
Okay.
I gave it 5 also.
Nice.
Yeah, I loved it.
4.
Well, now that we got this wrapped up, I want to ask you a little bit about your career. You're an actress here in Hollyweird.
Yes, but listen, I want to keep this part short because whenever I listen to you guys and somebody like moves to the guest, I'm always like, ugh. Nobody cares about the guests. Like, let's talk fashion. So we'll do me quick.
Okay. Well, you guys might have seen her on Better Call Saul, which is the prequel to Breaking Bad.
That's right.
And you play someone not so nice, right?
Yeah. I would say I'm on the possibly not the nice side.
But you've got something coming out really soon that I know you're really excited about.
I have a show on Netflix that comes out Thanksgiving weekend. So if you're like, you know, debilitated from turkey coma, then you need a binge-worthy show. It's called Godless. It's so great. It's so topical for now. It's a bunch of women in this town, and when the show starts, all the men have been killed in a mining accident.
Whoa.
So it's all these women that are just sort of left to fend for themselves amongst the bad guys. And they suit up, you guys, these ladies.
And you're one of the ladies.
I'm one of the ladies.
I'm excited.
It's really great. Michelle Dockery, from those of you guys who know her from Downton
Abbey. Yeah, I love her. Is she in the town?
She is.
I'm watching.
She's the best. She is. And then Merritt Weaver, who you guys might know from Nurse Jackie. She won the Emmy for that.
She's on The Walking Dead, too. Well, she was
killed off on Walking Dead, too. And she works all the time. But all of the ladies, they were so incredible. And then we have Jeff Daniels is in it. Mm. He plays the bad guy. And Jack O'Connor, who is just like so melting, you guys. He's so sexy. You would know him
from Jack O'Connor?
Uh-huh.
Is he in Skins?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. See? Now they know. Yes.
Cook?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what
so
a hottie.
So sexy, right? I know. I just love him. And
tell me you get a love scene with him.
I do have some moments with him. It's not a love scene, but... you know, my girl, my character is Sarah Doyle, and she just, like, is hard up for a man the whole show. So anyone that comes into town, she's like, hey.
Well, I can, I think you've won us all over. Okay, you. Yay. We've all liked someone on that show.
If you like girls and guns and cute guys,
you're going to love it.
Tune in. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this is, after this, we'll probably be seeing a lot more from you. It sounds like a really great cast. Career really changer, maybe.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll see. I'm working and happy to be working more. So, always good. You guys know.
Yes.
Well, if you guys want to see more of Audrey, you can see her on Godless. Coming out when?
Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend. Where can everyone find you on the internet, Miss Audrey Moore?
You can find me on Instagram. Is mostly where I'm at Audrey Scores Moore, AUDREY. SCOREsMOORE.
Get it. All right.
It's in the lower thirds in case there, you didn't get that.
I'm a speller. I'm the worst speller.
Hey, guys, you can find me everywhere at MightyCreo_.
And you can find me at HannahBEETucker.
And you can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. And you do another after show here.
I do. Yes, The Voice. Yeah. Every Tuesday.
What time?
At 8 o'clock.
Yay. And I do Marvel TV Weekly. If you guys are superhero fans, you can check that out on Mondays at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I think that about wraps it up. We got our final five, and only three designers will show. So I think next week we're going to find out who it is. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We had a great time with you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.